After a slow start and a 14-0 deficit, the Wildcats football team dominated the last three quarters to take a 50-28 district win at Mount Pleasant Friday night. On KSST's and Channel 18's Saturday Morning Coaches Show, Wildcats football coach Greg Owens talked about the Mount Pleasant game.
It was a rough start for us, and one of those things, here we go again, kind of a feelings, and Murphy's Law. You know, but they did a great job. Mount Pleasant did a great job of coming out and executing all those things. And we had to deal with the wind and the ball kicking in the wind and understanding the adjustments to that. And, again, we're still having ball security issues, and we'll continue to try to address those. And it just kind of falls on the individuals just taking care of it, bottom line. But we'll continue to work on it. And but it was a night where we, you know, just kept trying different running backs and different guys and yeah, it was good. Those are things we've been trying to get work Jalen in and all that. It's kind of a shape issue, get him in shape and all that kind of stuff. How much can he handle on his plate? And this, and everybody else just kind of getting accustomed to some changes we've made on offense and scheme-wise. And so it's a process with him. He's still just a sophomore, but he was a nice spark last night when we brought him in. It's another – you got Tyler, that's the pounder, and stick it up in there. Then you've got him, that's the speed guy that can get on the edge with you and make some things happen. We've got Scott Galarza, who's come in and done a nice job. Scott's the guy get behind the lineman and finds the hole, and he'll pop out and do some things. And Jesse Ortiz is really the same way. We've started working Britton Wood as well as another power guy inside. Last night he got one carry and one fumble, so we've still got some things we're working on there with ball security with him. But, I think we turned it over five times. That's the negative of the whole deal. And, you know, it's hard to win doing that, but fortunately last night we were able to do that. And amazingly at halftime we were up 26-21 after all the stuff that had taken place. Defensively, we played phenomenal. I mean, they did a great job. I mean, we really got after them on the offensive line and the defensive line. And we're up front, both sides of the ball, and our guys got after it. Defensively, I mean, I'm proud of those guys. Those guys just kept their head up, kept battling. Coaches were doing a good job of keeping them motivated and positive. You know, because if things go negative, you want to start pointing fingers. And here we go again, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But did a great job of getting out there and making plays. Melroy Givens did an outstanding job at a corner. Bubba Hall, he had one pass interference call. But, besides that, he played really a great game as well. And then up front, the D-line. I mean, the D-line just got after it. Kane Cody, Carson Hicks, those guys are just making a lot of noise up there. Britton Wood, Derek Weeks, they're really doing a nice job. Dakota Stalkup comes in. He's playing both offense and defense. He's a nice rest there for those guys to be able to move them around, and they're really doing a great job. I haven't watched all the video yet, but as far as I know, I mean, linebackers have still got to feel and got to tackle a little bit better, but they still were active last night doing some good things. We got to shear up the cutback stuff. We're not quite getting there, and we gave them some long runs on cutbacks because we're not fitting very well on the backside. But overall, I mean, it was good. Again, the O-line, D-line were outstanding.
KSST Sports.